Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Joseph Gruber to talk about the girls' basketball. Two wins for the Lady Blue Jays and back-to-back wins. We're going to talk about those as Sabetha at the Burlington tournament last week. I guess we talked about the first-round game against the Juggernaut in Girard, but even against Ottawa, Coach, you end up falling in that game, but scored the ball a little bit better and made some progress against Ottawa before falling 53-29 in that second-round game on Friday. Did you feel like that game that you saw some good things that kind of helped springboard to the Paola and Riverside wins?
Yeah, you said it. I thought we had a change of mentality at halftime of the Ottawa game, and we've seen that the last 2.5 games. Just girls playing with more confidence and just playing hard, playing with relentless effort and positive energy, and it kind of builds and builds as the more you play with it.
Had to feel nice Saturday. It's tough, you know, with the long road trip and an early game on Saturday. But what did you see from your girls? I mean, you come out and score 52 points. That was a season high. Just what was working offensively, and what did you see from the girls in that Saturday win?
I saw fearlessness from them, especially, you know, in the seventh and eighth place game of a tournament, and whoever wants to be there more has a leg up. And I thought that we were the team that wanted to be there more. And I just saw girls that played with a different mentality than they had the entire season. So that was really good to see. You would have thought we would have won the state championship in the locker room after, but we definitely celebrated that one. And then girls came to work on Monday, and we got another win last night.
As you should celebrate, because we've been talking all year about how the girls, you know, have stayed focused and, you know, kept a good attitude, and they've continued to work hard, and we knew that if they did that, that good things would come, and now there are, you know. And then a tight win against Riverside, and I say tight, but it went to overtime twice. So just tell me about the composure and maybe some of the key plays and how you felt the girls were able to hold on through really one of their only real tight games this season.
Yeah, I think it was a tale of two halves in regulation. They came out and played well in the first half. We didn't. And then kind of the rules were reversed in the second half. We had some opportunities to win the game late. Didn't happen. I thought we shifted our mentality to the overtime pretty well. And again, at the end of overtime, thought we had it won. Circumstances changed, and I thought we did a really, really good job of responding to that and icing a win out late.
Beating a Riverside team 39-37 in that last non-league game. And now you look and you have, all Big East League games left. This Friday against Silver Lake will certainly be a monumental challenge, but then there's certainly some winnable games on the schedule after that. How do you springboard these latest two wins, you know, and try to keep things going with the girls obviously having some more confidence, I imagine, now?
Yeah, absolutely. Just keeping the momentum going and, you know, our message really hasn't changed over the course of the last two games. It's getting better every day, and if you do that, you're successful regardless of the results of the scoreboard. So what I want to see this Friday at Silver Lake, it's a great team with great history, great coaching, great players. It's just the same mentality going into the game as we'd had the last two games. If I see that, I'm going to be proud. Regardless of the result, we're going to compete for all four quarters and do the best that we can, and then we get a nice week off before we hit our stretch run of games before the end of the season.
There you go. We'll have a chance to catch your breath a little bit next week. I was going to ask you one other question. Obviously, it takes, you know, a team effort, and obviously had a lot of different girls contributing as you, you know, score the basketball better in a couple games there. But have there been a couple players that have stepped up or maybe just elevated their game or had some higher scoring outputs for you here as of late?
Yeah, I'll tell you, our seniors have been really, really good. We lost a senior early in the year, so we've got three left, and Carson Meyer and Audrey Herman have really stepped it up on the offensive end of the court, just being more aggressive and confident. And Morgan Tedman gives us some really, really good minutes when we need them. And then just some underclassmen stepping into some roles and having confidence about what they're doing. I would say in the Paola game, Sophia Haverkamp came off the bench and gave us a huge spark. Kira Kine gave us a huge spark last night with some outside shooting, and then Paxton Michael has been really, really consistent for us scoring wise. And that's tough as some sophomores and juniors of stepping into those roles where you're not really used to the pressure being on you. And I thought that we've responded well to those.
Awesome stuff, Coach. Congrats on the latest couple wins, and hopefully can keep building on that momentum. Best of luck against Silver Lake, and we'll chat with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Joe Gruber, head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays, here on the Sabetha Locker Room Chat, heard each week on KNZA and online at MSCSports.net.